Larry Gent, thanks for coming by Montana Public Radio.
Glad to be here.
If you could just kind of introduce yourself to voters.
I'm Larry Gent. I live in Bozeman, Montana. I'm running for Attorney General. I served up here at in the Capitol building where we're sitting today as a member of the State House from 2001 to 2007. From 2007 to 2015, I represented Bozeman and Gallatin County in the State Senate until, of course, I was term limited out. Since I termed out, I was actually living a very quiet life as a country lawyer from Bozeman, Montana, until the phone rang one day. Brian Schweitzer called me. He's the most persuasive human being on the planet, and that's the honest answer. As strange as it may seem, only having 48 hours to mull it over, at first I had to decide that I want to do it, that I could do it, and could I win.
You were called by some of your fellow Democratic Party members about this position. Yeah. Was this a position you had considered running for before those calls?
I had considered running for it for a long time. It just never quite worked out.
And you mentioned you didn't want to be a sacrificial lamb, something that you know the party kind of puts up there so that the incumbent doesn't just automatically get the position again. What do you offer that the Republican incumbent Tim Fox doesn't?
A lot of things. The first, I think, is the focus and outlook on the job. If this job is done right, the Attorney General really can be a champion for all the people, not just some of the people. And the Attorney General does that in basic ways. First, in law enforcement. And second, in things like making sure that there's some integrity in our conviction process, making sure that all viewpoints are taken care of, and not just the views of the rich or powerful, not just the views of the status quo. I had the experience in the criminal law to have some credibility to run for this job. I've done bills for the Attorney General's office, whoever was there, ever since I got here. And some of them were very significant. For example, House Bill 35, which created more highway patrolmen, better paid highway patrolmen. One of the attractions to this job was the opportunity to run for it if I was successful, to get to work again with those law enforcement folks and the Department of Justice career employees that I've worked with for so many years in the legislature.
When we spoke in the Secretary of State's office the day you filed your candidacy for the position of Attorney General, you said that the current Attorney General, Tim Fox, was focused on conservative causes. What did you mean by that?
A number of things that positions he's taken and the use of the office, Montanans, when they're looking at this choice, should be concerned with both the misuse, the non-use, and the politicization of this office that have occurred during the last 4 years. I don't think, for example, the office, when I say misuse, the Attorney General should be going around to other states and filing friend of the court briefs and joining in lawsuits out of state over ideological stuff. One of them is this bathroom thing that came up last week or the week before when the Attorney General of Nebraska filed a lawsuit against something called the directive from the Department of Education. It's interesting. The directive was just that. It wasn't a law. It wasn't a regulation. It just had to do with transgender students, and it was a suggestion. It actually was asked to accommodate transgender. I mean, here in Montana, we haven't had any problem with that. We hadn't had one school district express a concern to the State Board of Education about it, and the reason is because in Montana, we believe in live and let live, and the school districts and the schools have figured this out quietly, unobtrusively. The Obama administration didn't need to make a big deal out of this in an election year. That was politically inept. But the Republican attorneys general didn't need to make a big deal about this legally by filing a lawsuit.
Another one of those lawsuits that the attorney general has challenged the Obama administration on is the Clean Power Plan with their carbon emission regulations. What did you think of that?
Yeah, I think that's a little different because it directly affects Montana because we have carbon-emitting power plants in Montana. That's different. I'm talking about when there's a suit out of state, the place of the action, the legal term venue, is out of state, and we jump in just because all these there's an interest, there's an ideological interest. When someone deep within the borders of your state is affected, that's different, and certainly the power plants were. That was kind of dirty pool on the part of the EPA, as Governor Bullock pointed out. They set one set of standards. They set the bar, kind of like a high jump competition, and then they set the bar a lot higher and said, well, now go try to clear that one. And that was fundamentally unfair.
One of the issues you've been more outspoken about recently is your support of medical marijuana. That's something you've called out the current attorney general as mishandling. And so what is your take on the Attorney General's role of enforcing or allowing medical marijuana?
I would respect the rulings of the court, the findings of the legislature and the laws and the people on the petition. And I don't think the Department of Justice, because we're an enforcement agency, I don't think the Department of Justice should be administering that, you know, since it's a law enforcement. I think the program should be administered by something having to do with health, probably the Department of Public Health and Human Services.
Following the ruling by the legislature and the Supreme Court, how is that different than what Tim Fox has done as far as responding to the legislature?
He has the discretion to, for example, to not appeal. We're not going to appeal. This is the end. We'll wait. And that would have been the better, kinder solution instead of fighting this thing tooth and nail all the way. Because once again, it's a discretionary office. The power of the executive is the power to decide, the power to choose. My priorities would be much different if I was Attorney General. I want to be your stay-at-home Attorney General, just like I told you when I filed. There are real problems here at home. An example of those real problems is we have 1,400 untested rape kits in Montana. I mean, those are real crimes, real people live here. This is a primary law enforcement office. Now they're having a task force. What have they been doing for 3.5 years?
So there is a task force trying to address that problem in Montana. Is that task force, in your opinion, doing adequate work?
I believe that the task force, or whatever they call themselves, is starting to get to the root of the problem. But the fundamental problem, they're trying to get federal grants now to pay for the testing of the rape kits. Yet money's been spent on these lawsuits, and particularly $1 million was spent on a lawsuit in Washington state having to do with a deep water port for coal. Now, that's some of the coal going there is Montana coal, but still, the coal industry has its own lawyers.
Republican Tim Fox has nearly $200,000 in his campaign funds to win re-election. You have just over $23,000. How do you expect to overcome that financial disadvantage?
Well, first, I only got into this race in March, and he'd been out there for over a year. And it's not that bad because we've been using our money wisely. And in a presidential, congressional, and gubernatorial year, do you really think the difference between 100 and 250 in TV ads is going to make that much a difference? It's not. And, you know, what's going to make a difference is getting out there like I'm doing today, talking to a large number of people, talking to the press. And unlike my opponent, I don't talk through spokespeople. You know, I talk directly to reporters, directly to citizens, and I think I've got a chance to beat him. I'm always annoyed by the money question because this ain't a race about who can raise the most money, because the guy out there walking down the street is not going to say, well, I'm going to vote for him because he raised the most money from wealthy donors. As long as I get my message out, they're going to say, what's this guy stand for, and does he stand for me? That's the issue in an attorney general race.
Larry Gent is the Democratic candidate for Attorney General. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Thanks for listening, folks.